Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.5 The Mountain. I am Dave. Good morning. The Eagles, Don Henley, Joe Walsh, Timothy B. Schmidt, along with Deacon Fry and Vince Gill, will be at the Pepsi Center for two shows on the Hotel California Tour, Thursday, March 26th and Saturday, March 28th. Tickets are on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. And we're joined on the phone right now by founding member of the Eagles, Don Henley. Pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Nice to speak with you. Thanks for having me.
At this stage in the history of the band and in your own personal career, what is the inspiration behind undertaking such a major project like this, a world tour, and doing something you've never done before, which is perform an iconic album in its entirety?
Well, yeah, we did this. We debuted this show in Las Vegas back in September, and it went over so incredibly well, and people loved it so much that we decided to take it on the road. And it seems to be bringing people a lot of joy. And we're happy to do it. As you said, we've never done the Hotel California album before from top to bottom. That seems to really resonate with people. So we do the show. We have a 46-piece orchestra, and we have a 22-voice choir. At one point in the show, there are 77 musicians on stage, so it's a spectacle. It's something like we've never done before.
Now, is this an orchestra and choir that travel with you, or are you recruiting some local talents on the road?
We source locally.
So we have some folks here in Denver that are going to have the amazing opportunity of backing up the Eagles for the Hotel California portion of the show.
Yeah, we'll have some people from your local symphony, and we'll find a local choir. And it wouldn't really be cost effective to drag a 46-piece orchestra and 22 people.
That'd be quite a circus, yeah, on the road there.
It's a big logistical undertaking, even though we get our orchestra and choir people locally. It's a good thing, though, because it creates jobs, for these classical musicians, and that's never a bad thing.
Well, there you go. You're helping boost local economies as you travel around the country. We're speaking with Don Henley, who will be here with the Eagles for the Hotel California tour. What is it like for you to look over and see Deacon Fry on stage playing with the Eagles?
It's heartwarming, for starters, and it's a little bit it's striking because when I'm on the drums and he's in front of me, he looks so much like his dad from the back, the hair and the posture and everything, and it's a little bit surreal. But we're so proud of him because he has stepped into some big shoes, and it took him 6 or 8 months to get comfortable with that role, but he's comfortable in it now. And people just love him. They love his humility. They love the way he honors his father's legacy. And he's doing a wonderful job. So, and then we have, of course, Vince Gill, who is one of this country's most beloved musicians, singer-songwriters, and he is a perfect fit. He honors the songs. He does them with respect, and he does an incredible job. So it's a great band. It's just a joy to get up there and play music with these people.
Vince Gill, a bit of a goofball and also a world-class guitarist. I don't know how many people know what a great guitarist he is and what a guitar collection he has. I don't mean to drop names, but I've been to Vince's home studio and seen his collection, some of them dating back to the Civil War and beyond, and he is just an amazing musician.
He really is. Yeah, some people don't know what a great guitar player he is. They know him for his singing voice and his songwriting, but he is an incredible guitar player. And yeah, I've been to that same studio, and all those guitars are hanging on the wall, and he's got them stored in drawers. He's got warehouses.
Yeah, it's like a mini museum, and he actually loans out some of the collection to museums all around the country. We're talking to Don Henley, who will be here with Joe Walsh, Timothy B. Schmidt, Deacon Fry, and Vince Gill, the Eagles, for the Hotel California tour, two shows in March at the Pepsi Center. You've got a couple of towns where you're playing two nights on this tour, but I think we're one of the few towns where you actually have a day off in between those two nights. And I know that the Eagles have a long history with Colorado, dating back to the very early days when you guys had your first audition at a club in Boulder. How do you feel knowing that you're going to be able to spend some time here in our state?
Well, we're always happy to come to Colorado. Glenn and I have both had homes in Colorado back in the past. we did our first audition in Colorado for the superstar British producer named Glenn Johns, who produced our first two albums. And he came to hear us on one snowy night. You know the story. We played at a place called Tulagi's. And he came and heard us play there. There was nobody in the club. There were about four people. And he flew in from England and sat there and listened to us. And he passed. I don't see anything here. So later on, he came back to hear us in Los Angeles and changed his mind, of course.
Well, he thought you couldn't draw a crowd, and here you are 50 years later, just down the road from Boulder, playing two nights at the Pepsi Center.
Yep.
So who has the last laugh now, right?
We're always happy to come to Colorado. A lot of friends there, a lot of history there for us. You know, there's nothing quite like it. You know, Colorado is popular for a reason. It's because of all the beautiful scenic, you know, nature that you have and the mountains and the snow, and it's a beautiful place. And we you know, it's a little hard to sing at 5,000 feet.
Yeah,
I have to tell you that, you know, it's an aerobic challenge, but we always manage to rise to the occasion.
And you have to hydrate. That's the thing I learned when I moved here, is just drink way more water than you think you need.
That's right, hydrate. We must hydrate. But the way the show works is we do the Hotel California album at the beginning, top to bottom. Then we take a 20-minute break, and then we come back and we play 2 hours of greatest hits.
Wow.
The whole thing in total is about 3 hours long, so people should come prepared for a three-hour stay.
Well, I'm sure they'd stay for four or five or six if you would play that long, so everybody's prepared for it. It is, again, on the Thursday, March 26th, Saturday, March 28th, two nights at the Pepsi Center, the Hotel California Tour. The Eagles will be here. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Limited number of Lane 1 premium packages are also available. Don Henley, great to talk to you, and we look forward to seeing you when you get here.
Thank you, Dave. We'll see you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.